Hey everybody, it's Shaman Sister Sin, and you're listening to the Meditations and More podcast brought to you by littleshaman.org and shamanspiritcenter.com. Today I want to talk to you about something I hear all the time. Isn't everybody a narcissist? The short answer to that is no, they are not. This question usually comes from a misunderstanding of the difference between pathological narcissism and, quote, normal narcissism. Many people think narcissism in and of itself is bad, so if somebody has any, they're a narcissist. This is not true. Everybody has some narcissism because narcissism is a spectrum. There is healthy or balanced narcissism, and there is unhealthy, unbalanced narcissism. For example, basic pride in a job well done, balanced and healthy self-esteem, getting angry when you're being legitimately treated unfairly, asserting yourself and your boundaries when you're legitimately being taken advantage of. These things are examples of healthy or normal narcissism. It's the thing that makes you stand up and say, hey, what about me? Psychologically speaking, narcissism in and of itself is not a bad thing. The word has a negative connotation, but it's only when it's taken to extremes that it becomes damaging and dangerous. These are the people that we call narcissists. For example, if you are being legitimately treated unfairly and you speak out about that, there's nothing wrong with doing that. You should do that. However, if you're so self-focused that you perceive it as unfair when you don't get more than your fair share, there's a problem with that. The biggest problem is that truly narcissistic people are unable to recognize that they are not, in fact, being treated unfairly. They believe they deserve whatever they want, regardless of how it affects other people, and if they don't get it, this is a huge problem for them and a grave injustice. They don't just say, "What about me?" when it's appropriate or when they need to. They say it all the time, in every situation, and they expect others to consider them above all else as well. For example, if you lose your job, okay, and your brother Johnny is a narcissist, he's only going to wonder who he's going to borrow money off now. He might even call you selfish for not considering that. The fact that you and your family are now facing a huge problem doesn't even occur to him. All he cares about is how it's going to affect him. So you might say, "Boy, Johnny, what am I going to do? I might lose my house. My kids aren't going to have health insurance." And then Johnny might say, "You? What am I going to do? I can't pay my credit card bill. I was going to borrow the money off of you. My credit card rating is going to go down. I don't see you talking about that." Then you just sit there stunned, wondering what the hell's wrong with this person. That is pathological narcissism. Narcissism becomes problematic when the needs of the self are considered more important than anything else. In healthy relationships, things shift and move around. Sometimes one person needs more support and their needs take a front seat for a while, and then it changes and the other people or person need more support. Maybe somebody has an illness, or maybe they lost their job, maybe they just had a baby. With pathologically narcissistic people, this does not happen. Their needs matter most, always. Any attempt to shift the focus to others is taken as a threat and an attack. Pathologically narcissistic people don't understand that other people deserve the same consideration that they themselves get, and they do not care. In most family or relationship situation, this results to other people's needs being ignored and neglected in favor of the narcissist. This is not healthy or fair. This is often when the normal, healthy narcissism in other people kicks in. They very rightfully so start saying, "Hey, what about me? I matter too." The answer from the narcissist, and often from their enablers, is usually very clearly, "No, you don't." People get upset about that. They feel hurt. They get angry. They feel the need to assert themselves, to defend themselves, to right these wrongs and get justice. And since narcissistic behavior is mostly defensive, you often see some of these same behaviors come out in people who really aren't narcissists. That's one of the reasons we say narcissism is contagious. It isn't really, but because the behaviors are defensive, people who are being legitimately mistreated by narcissists may begin to act the same way. It's the way that the ego reacts to a threat, and it's pretty much the same in every human being on the planet. The problem is that this threat sensor in pathologically narcissistic people is broken. It's way too sensitive. They see threats everywhere because they are so self-focused that they interpret everything that happens around them as being related to them somehow, either for, or about, or to, or because of them. They're not just the brightest star in the solar system, they are the only star. Now, people who are in situations that are legitimately unfair or that legitimately threaten their ego can behave narcissistically at times. One of the differences, though, is that these people can learn to control their behavior, and many do because they recognize that that's not who they want to be. Many people might also realize that their behavior was inappropriate regardless of the provocation. Narcissists do not seem capable of these type of insights. Narcissistic behaviors can also come out in situations of high emotion, such as when someone has been very hurt. If a marriage ends or somebody loses a loved one, for example, that person might behave very self-destructively for a little while. Or someone might become so angry in some situation that they do something really terrible or they do a bunch of really terrible things. That's why we only say someone is a narcissist if the behavior is a pattern that has continued for an extended period of time. Usually, we can see it throughout their entire life. Somebody who goes through one bad breakup and smears their ex, for example, is probably not a narcissist. However, if this is something they've done repeatedly and there are other red flags, we would look much more carefully at that. It's about a pattern of behavior and the mindset behind that pattern. That's one of the reasons you can't say someone's a narcissist just based on something they've done. There's a lot more to consider than just that. What else was happening? Why did they do that? What kind of mindset does this person seem to have? Is this a pattern of behavior? If so, how long has it gone on? What other things have they done? All of these kinds of things are very important. It's not just about content, it's also about context. The reality is, a lot of people don't like to be wrong. A lot of people are jealous or envious. A lot of people get angry and say hurtful things. A lot of people deny things or react badly to challenges to their ego. A lot of people lie. A lot of people cheat. A lot of people steal. These people are not all narcissists. The level of disorder in pathologically narcissistic people is so blatant and so obvious that it can in no way be considered, quote, normal behavior by anybody. That is the difference. When someone is truly pathologically narcissistic, it is obvious that something is very wrong with the way this person thinks and with the way they perceive things. You may not know what the problem is, but you can clearly tell that something is wrong. I hope this clears a few things up for you. As always, I look forward to your comments, questions, and suggestions, so please keep those coming. I take appointments online, over the phone, via text, via messenger, and via email. So if you're interested in speaking with me one-on-one, you can visit littleshaman.org to go ahead and do that. I teach workshops a few times a month, so if you're interested in signing up for one of those, you can visit littleshaman.org to do that as well. You've been listening to the Meditations and More podcast brought to you by littleshaman.org and shamanspiritcenter.com. That's me, Little Shaman. May the Great Spirit bless you and have a wonderful day.